Part 1. Putting Down Roots. December 5th, 1948, was a rainy, foggy day in Northern California. After a three-day cross-country train ride from New York City, Mary Trinquero and her three children, Bob 12, Vera 10, and Roger 2, arrived at the Oakland Train Depot. Mary's husband Mario, who had come west several months earlier, was there to greet them, and the family drove 2.5 hours to the small town of St. Helena in Napa Valley to begin their new lives as vintners at Sutter Home Winery. They'd come from a comfortable apartment on New York's west side on 66th Street, and they arrived at a winery that was nothing more than an abandoned, dilapidated old barn that hadn't operated since before Prohibition. Waist-high weeds grew in front. There was no electricity. With her first step onto the dirt floor, Mary began to cry. "Why didn't you tell me it was going to be like this?" she asked Mario. "If I had," he answered, "you never would have come." In 1948, Napa Valley was a far different place than it is today. It held more acres of prunes and walnuts than grapes, and much of the land was given over to tomato farming and cattle grazing. Only a handful of wineries operated in the wake of Prohibition, and this was a big part of the draw for a couple of Italian-American brothers with a family history of winemaking. That winter and the following spring, while Mario and his brother John converted the two-story barn on the winery property into living quarters, the family themselves lived in a small, unheated motel cabin situated on the main highway, just south of the town of St. Helena. Today, the El Bonita Motel is an upscale, retro wine country lodging. But back then, its chief appeal was that it lay in walking distance of the Sutter Home Winery. The cabin had no indoor plumbing, so the family had to manage chamber pots every morning. They weren't allowed to use the small heater Mary had purchased because it would cost the management an extra $15 a month in electricity. Mary, 37, was no stranger to hard work. She'd worked in a sweater factory in New York before marrying Mario, and she was now busy raising three children. But the family had enjoyed a nice lifestyle in Midtown Manhattan, where Mario was a bartender in an upscale establishment. In the El Bonita cottage, one of the rooms was actually an enclosed porch, and during the coldest winter weather, the walls would sweat. With every rag she used to wipe down those cold, clammy walls, Mary's depression grew. If only she could have imagined what she, Mario, and their young family would accomplish from this modest California outset.